Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Jay and Dave for Breakfast. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture.
Jay and Dave, it's Thursday morning, 4 minutes past five. A little weary-eyed this morning. A lot of people will be today after last night's State of Origin Game 3, the decider, the embarrassment that was for New South Wales. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Well, you're not as lippy as you usually are, Dave, after a State of Origin. What's going on here?
That was embarrassing. Like, seriously, even at halftime, you think, there's no way that they can pull this out of the bag.
I agree with you. There was no way. You were on 2 points for a lot of the game, and we were like 30-something, and I said, oh, you might be able to claw this back.
There was no chance. 45 minutes into the match, I ended up going to bed. And I still heard it from the neighbours too.
I think Laurie Daly did the same thing. Now, last night, if you missed the coverage, here's the coverage. Here's a game wrap-up of last night's Game 3 State of Origin. The decider, Queensland 52-6.
Here they come. New South Wales bursting out of the tunnel.
Oh, listen to that roar.
Here they come.
Queensland up! Queensland up!
Oh, here comes Queensland.
The most incredible build-up to an Origin. We are underway. The decider begins. Ball hit to Miles, and he throws a loose pass on the ground, picked up by Parker. He throws it, ricochets off the blue, into the hands of Gagai, dives to the corner and gets there.
Cronk, a little grubber into the end goal.
Ingress, oh yes, oh. No, he kept it in field, taken by Dugan. Dugan gets back into the field of play. A line drop out.
Inglis got the ball back in the field of play. Remarkable bit of athleticism from Inglis. That's genius.
Oh,
look at that.
Man. Smith, he goes left to Thurston. Trouble, short pass, goodbye.
Smith goes back to the open left with the ball to Parker.
Oh my goodness! He has been dumped on his head. That is a horrible tackle. Trent Merrin and Trent Hodkinson.
And that's ill discipline. That's what pressure does, Smith.
He gives it to Thurston. Thurston to his left to Inglis. Here's trouble. Inglis is straight through. And this is a slaughter.
Nine away. It comes to Gronk. He grubbers into the in goal. It's got a bit of heat on it. Hodges flips it back. It's a try! It's a miracle try to Matt Gillett as Justin Hodges somehow flipped the ball back. He couldn't have done it.
He did it. I think he did there.
Surely he couldn't have produced one of the great miracle plays.
Yeah, there was a problem, Dan. The problem was they've scored again.
Thurston along the line to Guerra. An inside pass to Morgan. Goodbye! Another Queensland try and we are now territory.
Thurston uses a decoy, gives it to Morgan. Morgan the ball, there he goes, points over. And have a look at the Blues standing there, shell shocked.
Gillett then throws a cutout ball and scooped up by Jennings and he's away. The chase is on from Gagai, but Jennings is home and the Blues finally get their first try.
Here we come.
Here's Thurston, he goes left to Chambers. He is crashing over. Right on the try line next to the left upright.
Inglis will get him. And he
flat passes to Guerra. It shouldn't be that easy.
So, it shouldn't be that easy, should it? Seriously, not at this level.
The greatest margin in the 105-game history of State of Origin, and it belongs to the mighty Queensland Maroons.
Fittingly.
And this tonight has been their masterpiece. 52-6.
Winning captain, Cameron Smith.
Now he's handed the trophy and it's back in Queensland hands as Smith lifts the trophy. 9 times in 10 years, the dynasty continues.
Oh, how does that make you feel?
You can't argue that Queensland...
As a New South Wales person, wouldn't you be embarrassed to get out of bed this morning?
Yeah, trust me, almost didn't turn up to work today.
How does it make you feel?
Today on the show, we've got Lee Kernaghan coming up.
I'm as proud as a pig in poo this morning. All right, let's start the show. Enough rubbing in for now, anyway.
Hey, Lee Kernaghan's coming to Mackay in September, Jay. He's just got back from overseas, as a matter of fact. He's on the phone at the moment. G'day, Lee. Mate, how was overseas?
G'day, Jay. G'day, Dave. Mate, fantastic. Had a great trip over there. But I tell you what, as you're on descent, back into Brisbane, you see the Australian coastline, it feels good to be home, mate.
Yeah, and I bet. And because you've been overseas, you need to bring out some money. So that's why you've decided to go on tour, right?
Well, this is a big tour, mate, yeah. And it's getting back from overseas, not only do I have to do that, but I have to pay for my sins. Yeah. There's a bit of drinking. So I'm back at the gym.
Mate, we always love having you here. I think the last time you were here was quite a few years ago now. We had you at the Entertainment Centre. I was there for that show. It was bloody packed. Are you expecting the same thing again on this tour?
Well, I think so, mate. This is an exceptional production that we're bringing to Mackay, mate. The show is built into two parts, the songs and the stories, which will be kind of unplugged and telling the story behind the songs and quite an interesting musical experience. And in the second half of the show, we go into the Spirit of the Anzacs album. Go ahead, mate.
No, I was going to say, it seems like a lot of people these days are actually doing that type of concert, you know, playing the songs but also the reason behind the music as well.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's based very much, the first half of the show is very much based on this book I brought out called The Songs and This Is My Story, These Are My Songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll be delving into that. And, you know, there's a few things that'll probably go up on the screen that'll be embarrassing for me. You know, if you're going to tell a story, tell it honestly.
Yeah.
But then the second half of the show, I'm really looking forward to bringing to life the stories of our servicemen and women through the Spirit of the Anzacs album. And that is awesome. A true theatrical production. With a big screen. At the heart of the show, fellas, are the letters, the diary entries, the personal recollections from the men and women on the front lines and the loved ones at home, and bringing those stories to life through this musical production.
Yeah, we know you're passionate about the servicemen and women from our country, not just now but also in yesteryear as well. But one last question before we let you go. Sibling rivalry. I've got to ask you, do you go to, like, when you and your sister go to different places, different times, do you sort of take tally on how many people you get through the door compared to your sister and just rub it in come Christmas time?
No. No, we don't. No, the worst fights we had were as kids when we were learning music, and my brother Greg would be playing drums and Tanya would be singing and I'd be playing a piano or a guitar, and then suddenly I hear a sound like a woof, 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 and it was a drumstick flying through the air hitting me on the back of the head.
See, it doesn't matter how famous you are, you still have that rivalry with your brother and sister there. That is hilarious. And of course, Tanya, big fan. We're a big fan of hers. When she was in Mackay, we actually got her to kiss the Serena Cane Toad along with myself, and we didn't think she was going to do it. She came up trumps and she did it.
Well, that explains that sore she's got on her lips. I've been wondering about that.
That is funny. All right, Lee Kernighan, we can't wait to see you here in Mackay in September, mate. Great to chat to you again.
Thanks, Dave. See you, fellas.
See you later. You said that, by the way. Tanya Kernighan, if you're listening, we did not say that. With Jay and Dave, make sure you get your tickets now, mackaytix.com.au. Lee Kernighan at the Mech in September.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Yeah, 25 away from 8 o'clock. Coming up very soon, Dave's eyebrows will be tinted a bright shade of maroon for losing State of Origin last night, because apparently the Blues were going to win. I'm still yet to see that.
Okay, look, let's change the subject, because you're still complaining. You were complaining yesterday about not having your phone books, and yeah, everyone else has.
Yeah, I know. Phone book still hasn't turned up. Still, in rural view, everyone else has got theirs. We had a guy this morning call us and say he had received his in C4.
Well, there you go. Maybe they're just singling you out because, let's face it, do you actually use your phone book? No. You use Google, don't you?
Yeah, I don't use it. I do use Google often.
So but you're just feeling left out?
No, I would like to receive it just in case I need the phone book for whatever reason. If I can't find something on Google, I can just get the phone book out and do it.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not often, though. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that still use the phone books because they wouldn't print them otherwise, would they? Because they got the apps for White Pages and Yellow Pages.
What do you use? 13 27 10. Let's take some calls. Actually, Lee Kernighan's on hold. We're about to talk to him in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Lee, before we interview you in a few minutes' time, what do you use? Google, phone book, what?
No, mate, I use 1234.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, so you get someone else to do the work for you. You don't even bother pushing the buttons.
I do, yeah. It's like being out on the road with my band and my roadies. I get them to do all the work for me.
Oh, it's good to be a rock star, isn't it?
All right, give us a call. 13 27 10, just like Lee Kernighan. If you use 1, 2, 3, 4, or if you use Google, if you use your phone book, what do you use these days? With Jay and Dave for breakfast. Thanks for your call there, Lee.
Yeah, see you, mate. We'll stay on the line there because we need to speak to you in about 10 minutes' time. But 13 27 10, what do you use? Years. Yellow Pages, White Pages, the books, the apps, Google, whatever it is.
All right, your call's coming up after Nickelback.
So who uses the phone books? Who uses Google? Who uses whatever? Jay's still complaining that he still hasn't got his phone book in the mail yet.
I'll bring it up again tomorrow if it doesn't arrive. So if you've got a spare one in rural view, throw it on my driveway so I don't talk about it anymore.
Wouldn't be surprised if you get like 7 or 8 thrown on your lawn.
Best prank ever. There's like 10 of them on my front doorstep.
Well, I tell you what, there's Facebook, a couple of them there. Steve says he uses Google. Robin says she asks directory assistance. Didn't even know that was still around.
Judy's called. Judy, what do you use? Google or phone book?
A bit of both.
So you still use your phone book?
Yeah.
How often are you using it?
Depends on where I am. If I'm home, I use it at home. But if I'm out, I'll use Google.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you just use Google at home as well?
Because the phone book's sitting on my desk.
All right.
Oh, that's too much work for me. I'd rather just press it into the phone.
All I can hear, Judy, is these first world problems nowadays, eh?
Morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy. Thank you.
Have a good day, Dave.
Yeah,
rub it in, Judy. Good work.
See you later. Yoshi, do you still use the phone books or Google or what?
I don't use the Yellow Pages. I use my... I do. I use the Yellow Pages in my phone.
Oh, so you got the app?
Yes, I've got the app.
See, it's
and
faster. I'm still frustrated that my phone book hasn't turned up. Everyone else has got theirs.
I've got mine.
I forgot my... No! No! Thank you, Yoshi, for the call. See you later. Look, see, it's fine. I may not use it, like Judy, like yeah. Yoshi.
Yeah.
But I haven't received it.
You know what I reckon? It might be a bit your gnome. You know, someone's nicked it off you.
Oh, and it will turn up one day when I don't need it, that's for sure. All right, let us know on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, is where you'll find us. Hey, we need an update on Buffy the Cane Toad in Serena, if you can help us out. 13:27:10. Is she wearing her maroon colours this morning or not? We're about to I wish we had waxed your eyebrows.
I would have preferred the waxing, to be honest, instead of getting the maroon tints. Do we have to do this?
Oh, I can smell it already. That's the tint, that is.
You can smell the fear as well, I'm sure.
Maroon eyebrows, because last night New South Wales lost dismally to the Queenslanders.
It was an embarrassment for a New South Welshman. That was just embarrassing.
Now, I'm going to apply. I'm not a beautician, by the way.
No. So this is going to be fun. As long as you get the eyebrows instead of the rest of the face.
Here we go.
Because I don't want to look like Dolly Parton.
You're not looking like Dolly Parton.
No, with the way she does her makeup.
You know, nobody looks at Dolly Parton's makeup, just quietly. Right, it's not okay. What people are looking at when they look at Dolly Parton. All right, here we go. We're applying it.
Oh, God.
All right. Now, you've got light eyebrows, so it's going to be hard for you.
I'm going to look like a really bad clown, and you don't like clowns, do you? This is going to freak you out tomorrow morning when we come in.
It might look a little bit thicker to start with. Here we go. I'm applying still.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? That's not the eyebrow. That's the rest of the eyes. That's the eyelid.
Hang on. One eyebrow of yours is lighter. The other one's darker.
Really?
Now, it's a bit thick at the moment. I'm not going to lie.
Right. You do realise I'm going to get into the shower when I get home tonight and try and scrub it all off.
It's gonna stay on there for a couple of... Oh, my God. You look like Ronald McDonald. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Look, I'm just going to turn around to our producers here as well.
Oh, my God.
See if they... Oh, my God. They can't stop laughing. This is not good.
You need to go to our Facebook page right now and check that out. And CFM Mackay is where you'll find us online. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, there. Thanks, mate. Thank you very much. If you want to see the photos, it's up on Facebook.
I've got to pee my pants.
I just had a look in the mirror, and I tell you what, I'm starting to look like Bert Newton.
No, Colleen from Home and Away.
Enough, all right? Enough.
Pauline Hanson.
Just stop. It's enough.
Oh, my God.
Check out the Facebook page, CFM Mackay. You right or what?
I'm going to wee my pants.
With every year comes more music. So which year produced the best music? The greatest year in music.
The greatest year in music, Dave. 2 years are battling it out today after 9 o'clock, 1985, 1992. But before we go any further, we have to make a huge announcement this morning.
Just pull over to the side of the road if you're driving, okay, because we have been promoting that Minty next week was going to release all the details on the biggest city that you're going to be going to see, one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yeah.
We're going to beat him to the punch. We found out who it is.
All right, so to announce this big announcement, we're not actually going to do it.
No. Oh, God, no.
voiceover guy, take away.
You two, live at Madison Square Garden.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Could be there just for voting for the greatest year in music.
Hey! Hey! Rock and roll.
The battle rounds are back all week at work.
Hello, hello. Oh my God!
You are going to Madison Square Garden in New York City to see you two,
and you get to meet them. I think I'm having a baby right now. All conniption fit, one of the two.
Literally, one lucky person is going to win this.
Biggest prize in the history of mankind. So you need to vote part of the greatest hits and the greatest year in music, Dave. It starts again after 9 this morning.
Yeah, with Mincy, we've got another 2 years, 1985 or 1992, whichever one wins goes through to the next round in around about 2 and a bit weeks.
Yeah,
we will find out which year is going to be the winner. But you do need to register as well.
All right,
online cfmmackay.com.au.
I can just see the website crashing this morning for votes. Oh. All right, so get onto it. cfmmackay.com.au. Vote for your favourite songs. Vote for your favourite year as well on that website.